Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
And a great good morning to you, Ben. It is the Open. After 2 years, we have the Open underway. And boy, what storylines we've got. This is Saturday. It is the 17th of July. 17th of July already. 2021. This is the Golf Club on the radio. We're also streaming live around the world on your device online. Aloha from Hawaii. And your radiogolfclub.com site is where you'll find the podcast if you'd like, or of course you'll get it wherever you get your podcasts. Great. Oh, we've got Lewin Mayer, Global Golf Post senior writer. She's at the Open calling in. Ray Malloy, owner of Esker Hills Golf Course, home course of defending champion Shane Lowry, the Open champion the last time we played the Open. Dr. Jonathan Carlson, he's Hawaii Pain and Spine. And if you want to play again, or if there's a pain you've got, he's the man. He'll be on the show today. Casey Nakama, Junior Golf Development Center, and he's managing director of Newtown Range. Newtown Range is open. Mark Rolfing is going to kick off the show. Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer, NBC Golf Channel analyst and commentator. First, we need to thank the people who make this show possible, including Rainer Doors. What's the best way to protect your treasures from the wind, the rain, and deter losses? Having your carport enclosed, installing Rainer Garage Doors. Yeah, you can see all of the options at HawaiiDoor.com. See the best selection at Rainer Garage. That's HawaiiDoor.com. They've got steel, aluminum, wood. Rainer, 676-3667.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. Brought to you by these fine sponsors: Dr. Carlson's Spine and Pain Clinic in Kailua, MD Restoration Water Flood Broken Pipe Cleanup 24/7, Aloha Power Equipment, we keep power at your fingertips, Honolulu Sign, now at 1724 Hart Street, one block Mauka of Nimitz, Sue's Electric and Cranes Inc., keeping Hawaii powered and lifted for 60 years. High-rises, shopping, and commercial centers. Houses and RCM construction for your Spalding repairs. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And yes, let's bring him in. Mark Rolfing, NBC Golf Channel analyst and commentator. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mark.
Well, thank you, Danielle. I'm just sitting here watching the Open Championship on TV like everybody else and thinking, you know, I've been going to this tournament for, I don't know, 35 years now, I guess. The only one I missed was last year when they didn't have it because of COVID. And usually I'm, you know, I've got broken umbrellas and rain gear everywhere and hand warmers. And now it looks like they're playing golf in Hawaii. And that's the one year I'm not there.
I was going to start by saying, you know, it's going to be mostly sunny today, a little breezy. The showers maybe windward of Mauka. The high today about 85 to 90. Easterlies 15 to 25. Sounds kind of like, Royal St. George's, where they're playing the Open. I mean, you're absolutely right. I'm looking at the television going, so where's the weather? Yeah.
Well, it's about a 10-mile-an-hour wind at the most, but I've really enjoyed it the first couple of days, and I'm enjoying it today. I think, you know, what we're seeing here, Danielle, is we're watching people play golf. The whole concept of going out and trying to bludgeon a golf course, like Bryson DeChambeau tried to do, doesn't work when it comes to links golf. This requires shot making and creativity, and it's really fun to watch. And the cream is definitely rising to the top right now.
Yeah, and there's so many storylines. Yesterday was an amazing day in golf. I was just watching Will Zalatoris. He had to withdraw. Now, I watched him make that what looked like very painful strike out of the rough. Did that have something to do with him going out?
Yeah, he is now saying that that's actually the shot that did it. There's been a lot of rain in England. It was dry earlier in the summer, but the last few weeks it's been quite rainy. So normally this fescue rough over there is pretty thin, and doesn't cause problems like that, but it is causing a lot of problems because of the rain they've had, and so it's very thick. And I believe that for the first time we're seeing in a major championship where you really have to drive the ball accurately. That's a statistic that really is almost irrelevant now in championship golf, and that is accurate driving. You just hit it as far as you can and try and find it anymore, but not here. That doesn't work here.
No. The rough is, it's waist high. Even the gentle second cut is brutal. And what a guy, the superintendent over there, Paul Larson. I got such a kick out of seeing him on television, his interview.
I love that guy. I mean, that guy could be in a rock band. He's going to be a superstar in England now. I don't know what his next gig is going to be, but it'll probably be something other than being a greenskeeper.
He looks like a rock and roller. Absolutely. I think. Okay. Colin Morikawa, Brandel Chamblee, your friend, tweeted, Colin Morikawa's release pattern is spectacularly similar to Ben Hogan's. The wrist angles post-impact with the back of the right wrist pointing towards the target, club exiting way left is evidence of remarkable rotation and stability. That says a lot about Ben Hogan, him coming back from those injuries and being so flexible and stable. But Colin is just doing a marvelous job of staying with it.
Yeah, he's phenomenal. He is the best iron player, I believe, right now in golf. Although there are a couple of players on the LPGA who may be as good. But I would say in men's golf, Morikawa is the best iron player. If you look at his divot pattern, it's interesting. When I watch him on the range, you can learn so much for your divots. For everybody out there listening this morning, and Casey Nakama will drive this point home when you talk to him in a little while, you know, your divots can tell you a lot about your swing. You have to have, you know, shallow divots, and they have to be uniform. You can't have the toe of the divot be deep or the heel of the divot be deep because the club's not square going through the ball at impact. And Colin's divots, when he takes divots in a one-hour practice session on the range, it looks like he's done a drawing or a painting on the grass. He is so precise with it.
It was marvelous. I mean, he realized at the Scottish, he said, the only reason I'm where I'm at on this tournament, which is, you know, top of the leaderboard, tied for third, about to tee off, if not already, he had to give up his 7, 8, and 9 and go to the more forgiving irons. And he started playing with it.
It's a completely different style of play, and he wasn't used to it. First time over here for the Open Championship, and you just can't, you know, waltz over. That's why the Americans, for many, many years, didn't really do particularly well over here. And certainly having the Scottish Open and the Irish Open ahead of the Open Championship now has given the Americans a lot better chance in these championships. I'm still liking Jordan Spieth right now. Oosthuizen, you know, obviously looks unflappable right now, but I just never know. I for some reason, I don't trust him totally under the gun.
Yes.
So we'll see, but I really like what I'm seeing from Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, I totally understand. There's part of me that doesn't trust Jordan either. On the Sunday in the back nine, you know, that's where Oosthuizen has such a hard time. And he's been second for two major championships this year. He's at the top of the leaderboard. He says he has never been putting as well. And I just have to give a shout out to Mr. Adams, who created that putter shaft that Oosthuizen is using now, this stability shaft. That's very interesting, but he looks so comfortable and so like he's just out on a Sunday stroll playing a round of golf. It's no big deal. Unlike someone like, I don't know, Brandel Chamblee, who hates his driver. It sucks.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I just watched Marcel Seam, the German, hit it out of bounds at the 14th hole. You knew something was going to go wrong. Something was going to go haywire with him. It was just a matter of time, just kind of by watching him. He's very fidgety. He's got a lot of mannerisms, and he doesn't have that cool, calm style, you know, like Louis does. But yeah. I'm not getting off my speed horse right now, though, still. I'm liking Jordan.
Oh, good. I'm glad. He's only two shots behind. Colin, did he have a – he seems to have dropped down a little bit, or – I'm not sure.
Did he hit. Yeah, he hit a couple bad shots. He's coming back fine, though. You know, the whole thing is going to come down to the backside tomorrow. You just want to be within two or three shots of the lead. The second nine at St. George's is the easier nine. And, you know, I think anybody within three or four shots of the lead going to that 10th tee tomorrow can still win. And that's all Morikawa's really trying to do is not, you know, not lose touch with the leader.
You know, before today's, yesterday's round, Louis had been in the top three in each of his last eight majors, right? And it was pointed out that only Tiger and Jack Nicklaus had longer streaks. 12 in 2000 for Tiger and 10 in 1972 for Jack Nicklaus. I mean, that's in some seriously good company.
It is. I will tell you, Danielle, though, I've been pouring through the stats this morning on Ushazen and trying to figure out why he's had so many runner-ups in these majors and why he's not winning them. What goes wrong? And it's pretty clear that his demise in these majors that has caused him not to win has been his driving. So, folks, as you watch Louis over the next 27 holes, keep your eye on his driving, because the problem he has had is an errant drive or two at the wrong time.
Yeah,
the driver is going to be a key club for him the rest of the way.
Yeah, I think it was the 17th the last time. I'm not sure. My memory doesn't always serve. Brooks Koepka said something interesting, and I wanted to get your thoughts on what Brooks said about not touching a club for 2 weeks before the Open. Swinging a golf club over and over again, that's easy. I pretty much got it on repeat. If you're a professional, you should be able to pick it up and get right back into it. I just need a mental break from golf sometimes. No rust on him, huh?
No, I don't know. You know, when I look at Brooks, I still am wondering about this left knee. When I watch him walk, it's still not a real sort of confident, big, bouncy sort of stride. It's a little bit of a shuffle. And his left knee looks to me like it's something he's still favoring. And when you're a right-handed golfer and you've got a problem with your left knee, it's going to be an issue. So I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised to hear from Koepka again, you know, sometime when this season is over, that he's going to have more work done on his left knee. I'm still not sure that thing is correct.
I get it. He said his most important club is the mind. I think that was pretty cool to say. And then, of course, he had to say he loves his driver. You know, it's just interesting that those two boys can't just let it go.
Well, I don't know. They must figure they're going to make a lot of money by this Twitter spat, because the PGA Tour put $40 million into a fund, you know, to create social awareness and you know, add bonuses and give rich people even more money. And I think, you know, whoever gets the most Twitter hits is the one who wins and gets the money at the end. So that's what they're trying to do here. It doesn't make any sense to me, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's been going on way too long. It's getting boring. Okay, I got to ask you about somebody who just shocks the mind and makes club fitting obvious. If you ever have to talk to somebody about why they should get a club fit, look at, Jigger, John Thompson, 6'9". 300 pounds? He's, like, massive.
Yeah, this guy's gigantic. I think he's the largest man, they said, who's ever actually played tallest man in a major championship. But it just goes to show you, Danielle, that everybody needs to get fit for clubs. Because if he weren't fit for clubs, there's no way he could play. And that's the way it is for any golfer.
Yes.
If you're not getting fit for your golf clubs, I don't care how good the clubs are, they're not going to work if they don't fit you. So, folks, get out there and get yourself fitted.
I couldn't help but laugh, because when you said that, the idea of him bent over, you know, like he'd have to pretzel himself to take a little club and bend over to try to hit it. There's no way he could do that. Some kind of backswing. It just really interesting to see. And then he gets a hole-in-one yesterday, and he makes the cut. Awesome.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing performance. This has been a great championship, I think, you know, and it deserves to be, because we've waited 2 years for it. And by the way, kudos to Shane Lowry, who's come out in defense of his title and played great. I think he finished at 5-under today. So there's a lot of really intriguing things about it, and I think by the end of the day tomorrow, we're going to have really one of the best Open Championships we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, it, truly. And the English presence is pretty intense, too. Has an Englishman won the Open recently? How long has it been?
No, I think all the way back to the Faldo days. It's been a long time. But yes, you know, the Englishmen are so used to playing this kind of golf. You know, it's what they were raised on and brought up on. They have tremendous fan support there. There's no doubt about it. So I wouldn't be surprised to see one of them. I thought Paul Casey had a really good chance this week. He's kind of let a couple of shots get away. Louis just made a bogey here, his first one. So it's going to be very, very interesting to watch. And I can't believe even the ocean looks blue. It almost looks like they're in Hawaii right now.
It's a wonderful day. All right, so Jordan Spieth. Now, what makes you so confident in Jordan?
He is just such a creative player. He embraces the game. He loves the history of the game. Everything about going to the Open Championship is about attitude. You're going to get some bad bounces. You're going to have some strange things happen. You're going to hit it in places where you can't believe that. You remember he hit it in the concession stand at Birkdale 5 years ago when he won that Open and somehow figured out how to save that round. He just loves this style of golf. And if you like it, you know, you're going to do well. And if you don't, if you kind of go against it, like Bryson DeChambeau, it was clear he didn't know how to play this golf course this weekend. Besides everything else going on outside the ropes with him, this is not the kind of golf that you can play by scientific method. It really isn't. It's not paint by numbers. It's being creative.
Being creative, and Jordan's shown us, certainly. What do you think it was that after, 3 years, he finally found his game again?
You know, I think it was that he didn't make any radical changes. We see so many players blame everybody else for their problems. You know, they'll get rid of caddies, they'll get rid of swing coaches, they'll do this, do that, change equipment companies, because they think it's everybody's fault except their own. And Jordan owned his problems. He owned them himself. And he didn't change swing coaches. A lot of people thought Cameron McCormick ought to go. He didn't change caddies. He didn't change equipment companies. He basically worked his way out of it himself. He knew he had dug himself the hole. He dug the hole out.
Michael's a special guy because Jordan just is able to dump all of his emotions out there. And Michael just lets it roll right over his back. He doesn't bother him at all.
Michael Greller is a great human being, Danielle, and a wonderful caddy. And I've said many times the thing that has prepared him so much for being a good caddy is that his job prior to caddying was that he was a fifth-grade teacher. And I think a lot of times he has to use that mentality when he's dealing with his player on the course.
Yes, I get it. If you can tolerate fifth graders, right, you can do just about anything. You mentioned that the women have such great iron games, and I was just amazed. We've got the Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational, a team tournament on the LPGA, kind of perfect prep for the Solheim Cup later this year. It's only 50 days away. Then we have on the European Tour, they were also doing a team championship. Is this prep time?
Yeah, I think so. You know, trying to understand who they got, what their teams are going to look like. I think it's good. I think it's exciting. I wish the women and the men played together more so we could really see. I think that's what would showcase just how good the women are, Danielle. I don't think, for example, people have any idea how good a putter NB Park is. I would put her up against any man on the PGA Tour right now. She is that good as a putter, but it's really hard to sort of compare when you don't ever get the two groups playing side by side very much. So I hope we see that again in the future.
Yeah, that's something that Annika Sorenstam and, that really cool guy. so many are really cool guys. They put together a great tournament that is exactly that. It's men and women playing on this in the same event. And I see him strolling along, and he's such a terrific player. I think he walked away for a little while to get himself comfortable. Do you have any idea who I'm talking about? No.
I don't, but I'm sure I'll think of it as soon as we hang up.
Yeah, there's so much golf. It's almost difficult. We got the U.S. Girls Junior, and Rose Zhang is up against Bailey Davis, and that's coming up with the USGA, and we've got the Solheim Cup. We've got the Olympics next week. What are your thoughts about the Olympics before we close?
Well, it's really hard for these players because as soon as the Olympics are over, then they start the FedEx Cup playoffs. And then, of course, the big one that everybody's talking about that means so much to everybody is the Ryder Cup. I hope we don't do this again 4 years from now when the Olympics come up. We've got to get a bigger break in between some of these tournaments in the summer to give everybody a chance to go play in the Olympics. There's a lot of players that opted out of the Olympics, not just from the U.S., but from other countries. So, you've got to give these guys a little bit of a rest, and there's just too much golf too condensed right now. So they're going to have to work on this schedule.
Yeah, I agree. And speaking of Annika Sorenstam, she's playing next week in the Senior Women's Open. So it's just one thing after another. Thank you so much,
Game
Mark.
Game over on that one. Game over.
Yeah, she showed really well in last weekend's tournament. So, yeah, I hear you. Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator, Golf Channel and NBC Sports. And, of course, he's Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer. Good to talk with you.
Thanks, Danielle. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Aloha. Got Casey Nakama coming up next. Yes, Newtown Range is open. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
On the road with Little Mike.
Nice door. Nice door.
Hey, that's a beautiful door. Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now! 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Have you discovered Global Golf Post yet? Global Golf Post is the leading golf news publication in the game. It is a digital magazine. It's published very early Monday morning, delivered to your email inbox before you wake up. And in the pages of Global Golf Post, you will find all the news from the pro tours from the weekend, plus opinion and commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can also read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. Best of all, it's absolutely free. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii to sign up for your free subscription. You'll become the most informed golfer in your regular foursome. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Do it today.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Wow, what a beautiful day.
Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And we have another Hall of Famer in the house, Casey Nakama, Hawaii Golf Hall of Famer. And he was inducted in 2015. Director of Golf, of course, founder and owner of the Casey Nakama Golf Development Center, Michelle Wee's first coach, and Dean Wilson's coach. And he's now managing director, Newtown Range. How do you do it all? Welcome into the clubhouse, Casey Nakama.
It's a little busy right now, Danielle, but we seem to manage.
Just a little busy. Tell me how Newtown Range was reopened.
Well, there was a local investment group that purchased it from the Okada Trucking family. They were closed down after the pandemic in March, and I think they put it up for sale at the ending part of the year. So this local group, picked it up, headed by Alan Wu. And so they contacted us. They reached out and they said if we were interested in running the range for them. So, yeah, so we are leasing the driving range from this group. So
it's awesome.
Yeah, it was really really good for us.
Yeah, it's really good for golfers. I mean, Newtown Range is
It needed to open, for the community and just for golfers in general. That Newtown Range is, everyone, we've all practiced there, getting ready for tournaments. I can't imagine, even now when I see some players there practicing for this past week's OCC Invitational, guys are there hitting balls. But we needed to open that range.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us the hours.
It's open at 9:00 in the morning. And we close at 9 in the evening during Monday to Thursday. And we have last call right around 8:00 for now. We might be extending the hours, but we're just trying to get a feel for, how much people are coming and what kind of traffic that we have over there. And on the weekends, it's 9:00 in the morning to 10:00. On Friday morning, we're starting right now at 10:00 in the morning because we do have some maintenance in the morning on Friday. That they got to cut the field, cut the driving range down with the moors and everything. So, but it's about 9 to 10:00 at night.
And Saturday from 9 to 10 too.
Yes, also Saturday 9 to 10. Yes.
Yeah, awesome. Now you're making some improvements. It's not going to be the old driving range. It's going to be the Newtown Range. What have you done?
Yeah. Well, we are going through the permitting process right now, and we're trying to get some things done. We'd like to put a roof up to protect the golfers from the sun and from the rain that comes in in the morning and in the evening time. And we'd like to protect the golfers a little bit so they can hit balls a little bit longer when rain or shine because it's really hot in the afternoon. Yeah, so we're going to try and put a cover up there.
That's great. There are 28 stalls. Do you find them full?
Yeah, it's in the evening time, we've been very lucky. It's been busy. So usually there's a waiting list that starts right around 5:00. The stalls all fill up, but it goes pretty quickly. So there's a pretty long waiting list that is through the night. But it goes pretty quickly, so usually everyone gets to have an opportunity to hit.
Okay, that's great. And the prices, full basket $9. That's
$9 is getting you just about 90 balls, just a little over 90 balls, and half baskets. We didn't have a half basket, but a lot of the seniors in the morning was asking, "Hey, Casey, can we get a half basket? Not the full basket." So we came up with a half basket, $5. So we had about 45, 50 balls. So, for now. But we have new ball machines that's on the way from the mainland. Everything was, pushed back because of the pandemic. A lot of stock for equipment is on a back order. So we're going to get some new stuff coming in, and we're just excited to get that place rejuvenated again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're doing some fill. You're planting new grass too?
Yeah, well, our plan is to put up some target greens out there, and at the same time, just make it a little bit more fun for the players when they're hitting, because we need some strategic areas that we're going to put mounding and some putting some target greens. And just so in case we get one of those floods that, you know, the water is coming to the range, the water will be hitting, you know, some of those greens, and hopefully it'll just disperse a little bit to the sides and not come down so hard. Usually that drain that's coming down through the driving range is coming down quickly, the water, and so by the time it gets to the bottom of the range, it tears away a lot of the grass that we, you know, we have down there. So we're going to try and see how we can kind of divert that action. And, we cannot change the waterway, but we're definitely going to have some targets in the area to slow the water down a little bit.
Yeah, slow the water down. And that makes it fun for the, you know, to have something out there that's not just a range.
You know, we've been looking into some targeting and some things on YouTube that they do on the mainland. And, yeah, so there's a couple of things. And there was something that was a little fun that I just saw. It was a cosmic golf. It was in evening time when you kind of turn off the lights. And,
yes.
Yeah, and that was, but, you know, you got to get all those balls that are glow-in-the-dark balls that can fly around, glow-in-the-dark targets. That looked pretty fun. So once we kind of get our whole thing settled down, we're going to probably look into something like that. That, you know, that'd be really, really fun. I think that'll be fun for a lot of players.
Yeah, kids too. I mean, are families welcome?
Yeah. It will be, you know, eventually. But, you know, right now we only have all the golfers coming in. But
yeah,
we have a lot of kids, you know, right now during the summer that's hitting balls and stuff like that. So it's pretty busy. It's good. It's been really busy.
Do you notice a big difference in the age group coming to play golf today versus, let's say, 20 years ago to hit on the range?
Golf in general is in a boom right now. We're in the middle of a boom. And it's kind of funny because a lot of guys don't know what happened. Everybody's just making the assumption that the pandemic forced everybody to do things that was outdoors and naturally social distancing. And, you know, in Hawaii, golfing was one and surfing was the other. So those two sports are we're in a boom right now.
Yeah.
So we see a lot of players that are not the normal golfers coming to the range. And there's a lot of action on where the balls are flying. And there's a lot of club heads that are breaking because, you know, these guys are hitting the ground with the drivers and stuff like that. So it's amazing how many broken driver heads that we find at the end of the night when we go and pick up the balls. There's a lot of broken clubs that's on the range.
But that's good for the club sellers, right? I mean,
they're having fun, you know, all the main thing that they're having fun. We're eventually going to be moving a pro shop and a repair center into our place. And it'll be with Kellen Asao Golf in Waimalu. And he's going to be moving his shop to our facility.
Fantastic. Wow.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah. Club repair and a pro shop.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, And Kellen, does club fitting too, I imagine.
He does club. Yeah, he does. He does a lot of club fitting, and does a lot of repairs. Yeah, and so it'll be perfect for him to be at the range because there's going to be a lot of people coming back in and trying to fix those driver heads when they're hitting balls.
Yeah. Speaking of clubs, you don't rent clubs. So you got to bring your own, right?
Yes, right now we are not renting equipment at this time. We just got it open on July 2nd, so we're just trying to get a feel for, you know, what needs to get done in as far as staffing and everything. So we do not have any rental clubs right now. We weren't even thinking about stuff like that. So we might eventually in the end, or we'll have Kellen to do some of those rental clubs.
That's great. Exactly. Out of the pro shop. That would be perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So this is Casey Nakama. And not only is he now the managing director of Newtown Range, he's, of course, still Casey Nakama Golf Development Center. So if you have one of those young people who's kind of getting into the game and, I was listening to, I'm going to speak with the man who's owned Esker Hills in Ireland. He'll be on in a little bit. And after Shane Lowry won, all the kids wanted to be Shane Lowry. And they all want to play golf. And there were no junior golf programs. So those are, you know, they're slowly coming on, and they're just flooded with kids, and they all want to get in. So if, I'm just thinking, if, you know, there's a kid there, your child wants to get there and become, I don't know, Colin Morikawa. You know, he's got Maui roots. You are still doing the Mililani Pearl City Bayview golf courses on the Casey Nakama Golf Development Center?
Yes, we had, we took a short summer break to get the driving range open. But from next week, we're going to be open. We're back up again, and the junior golf programs all get started again. But like you just mentioned, you know, a player like Colin Morikawa that has roots from Hawaii does make an impact. We got a lot of news in local news about him, and it does make an impact for us because there's a lot of kids that are playing golf now. A lot of kids came in anyway for the pandemic, you know, because baseball was shut down, basketball was shut down. So we had a lot of kids that started to try and play golf. So we were already busy. And it's just with on top of Colin Morikawa playing good. Yeah, it's been crazy. Junior golf has been crazy. We've been really fortunate, you know, for my program. And we've developed a lot of kids right now that's on the mainland playing in the Junior World Championships. And so it's really exciting right now. In the next few weeks here, we have some kids up on the mainland. So
yeah,
we've been watching what they've been doing. Yeah.
Oh, God, we got the Junior America's Cup, Team Hawaii. We've got the Kara Kaneshiro, Leia Chung, yep. Teal Matsueda, yep. Ashley Koga. Yep. They're going up in July. Joshua Hayashida, Marshall Kim, Joshua Chung, Anson Cabello, they're representing Hawaii at the Junior America's Cup later this month as well. And let's see, we've got something coming up here. The Mary Cave Cup, the Hawaii team is Kate Nakaoka, Rhea Nakao, Kelsey Inoue, and Peyton Shimizu. They're going up in August. Yeah. It's like, wow. And I don't want to leave out the 2021 Eddie Hogan Cup team matches. Our Hawaii team is Dane Watanabe, Dyson Park, Dylan Jonke. I hope I pronounced his name right. Justin Todd. And they're going to be in Oregon to compete in mid-August. It's just amazing. They're traveling.
When you mentioned those teams, we have about five kids that is directly from our program that's playing on those teams. We just had, I tried to call a couple of the news stations, and we had a couple of kids playing at the major junior amateur tournament in North-South Amateur in North Carolina. And Rhea Nakao played really good. She finished second.
Wow.
And she played really good. And that was a major tournament up there on the mainland. And our own Dane Watanabe finished in the top 30, I think. And so we had a lot of kids that's performing really good this summer.
Yeah.
So we're excited.
Yeah, it is. It's really exciting. And it's really exciting. Is there a telephone people can call at Newtown Range?
The range telephone number is 773-7774.
Wow, what a cool number. Hey, guys,
yeah.
The Newtown Range number is 773-7774. And by the way, when I say guys, I don't mean guys like guys. I mean like guys like everybody. Guys, girls, everybody. The number is 773-7774. That's Newtown Range. This is Casey Nakama. And how do we get in touch with the Casey Nakama Golf Development Center?
The Junior Golf Development Center is 259-7712.
Okay. I actually have that number right here. I'll mention that later in the show. So it's the Casey Nakama Junior Golf Development Center, 259-7712. The range is 773-7774. Thanks for being on the show, Casey.
Danielle, thank you. Always a pleasure in the morning. Thanks.
It's awesome. Aloha. And now, for those folks who've been worried about the pain that they've got and haven't been able to go to the course, let alone, you know, go hit balls, because that can be, you know, you don't hit a ball and walk, although you should take a little break between. You shouldn't just bang balls. A lot of people like to do that to get the day out of them. But if you're hurting, that's hard. And that's why we have this wonderful man, Dr. Jonathan Carlson, founder and clinician, Hawaii Boy. Hawaii Pain and Spine is the name of his clinic. And he's double board certified. So totally, we need to talk with Dr. Jonathan Carlson after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And here he is, Dr. Jonathan Carlson, CEO and founder, Hawaii Pain and Spine in Kailua. Welcome into the clubhouse, Doc.
As always, thanks for having me, Danielle. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, you know, I was looking up, thinking of golfers, of course, the most common golf injuries, and it just came out online. They say back pain. Yeah, we know that. Elbow tendonitis, rotator cuff or shoulder pain, knee pain, and wrist injuries. And we cover so many things, but we'll have to kind of zoom in on some of those things. But before we get to that, maybe next month, you know, take one at a time. Why don't you tell us, all of these things are so different. What is your, give us an overview of your role in helping us feel better.
Yeah, thanks, Danielle. It's so true. Playing golf, any one of those things can be a challenge in playing a game or anything in life, especially as we age, if Father Time plays his cruel tricks on us. It's so true. Many people, when they hear the word pain specialist, they think automatically that, oh, this is a guy that's going to write for a ton of opioids. I really want to dispel the myth and really kind of explain to your listeners that it really has changed tremendously. Now, I got to be careful. I always say this. We all have our kulianas. There's still some pain specialists here in the islands and across the country and even the world that still prescribe opioids and prescribe predominantly medicines. You know, that's the role. That's what they feel to do. But most pain specialists these days, I feel the ones that are board certified, as you mentioned, and fellowship trained, have really tried to take a multimodal approach. And what's interesting in that is that evidence-based medicine, the best way to practice medicine is using the evidence and the research. We make decisions, and it shows that a multimodal approach is the best way to treat chronic pain. So that's the first thing that I tell patients when they come in. They're like, well, you're a pain specialist. Aren't you going to write for my narcotics? I'll say, look, I'm not anti-opioid. I'm open to that, but we need to take a step back and kind of look what's going on. I find, and then again, I'm not putting down these patients' doctors, but sometimes that's all these patients have, and that's all these doctors can give them. But we take a step back and say, look, the role of the pain specialist now really has become, we're the quarterback or the golf pro or the one that often manages and looks at all the different modalities that I talked about, the multidisciplinary approach, multi-specialty approach, and making sure this patient is accessing all the potential things that can get them better. Another role that we have is that we do pain interventions, and you and I know about that. It's really helped patients a lot. So really this multimodal approach is the role of the pain specialist, double board certified and fellowship trained, or at least that's what I feel it should be, and that's what we try to do at Hawaii Pain and Spine.
When you say double board certified, what does that mean?
It's a good question. Now, I got to be careful because there's some docs that are not board certified that are really good, and some I imagine are even better than me. But as a general rule, it really is the baseline or the foundation that a patient has to know if their doctor has been trained to the possible highest level that they can. Now, pain specialists are double board certified because right now there's not a residency program that is just for pain. They have to do their primary specialty. Hopefully, you get board in that. They show, hey, I've trained the highest level in my specialty, PM&R, anesthesiology are the real major ones. There's some other avenues through that, but you're trained in that specialty, so you get board in that. And then you go to a pain fellowship. An accredited pain fellowship is preferred, and you get board in pain management by American Board of Medical Specialties.
Wow. So how long does all this take? Your education starts in college, the regular. How long were you studying?
Far too long. I have friends that, I always joke that I hope most doctors go into, go into healthcare, not for the wealth, but for the health. But I have friends that trained and they got into business, started a small business, or they became, I got even family that become plumbers and have their own plumbing business. And they were doing far better than me, and still are actually. down the road. But that's fine. I love being a doctor, but it took a lot of training. So I guess all that time that they built up their business, I was training, either paying tons of money to become a physician or getting paid a nominal fee, which is fine. But you have usually 4 years of college, 4 years of medical school, and then I had an intern year, and then I had 3 years of anesthesiology, and then I had a fellowship. So, and some take a research year. So it was a good 13 years of training, but it doesn't stop there. You have to have a CME, a continuing medical education. Now, I don't want to have a shameless plug here and pat myself on the back, but I think for me, I didn't want to just stop learning. So what I did is I said, look, I want to continue to learn. It's required to maintain your licensure in the state of Hawaii and other states, and also to continue your board certification, you have to continue training. But I really wanted to continue to do research. So I collaborated with doctors and society, and we did research together, and we got published. We did poster presentations. We spoke at local meetings, national meetings, and even international meetings. So I really, when I say innovation meets patient care at our clinic, I really try to mean that. That isn't just something that, hey, this is something I learned 10 years ago, because I've been about 12, 13 years now. But something I just did research in with my colleagues around the country to try to make try to develop better options for patients, because as you can imagine, pain management, any specialty, really is really a growing and evolving field.
Yes, it is growing. It is evolving. And just recently, you did the first Viadisc procedure in the state of Hawaii, and that's the kind of doc you are. You just want to keep helping people. Keep giving them the latest information, the latest everything from, genetics, figuring out how to use the different, I don't even know what they're called anymore, when they inject things for growth.
Regenerative medicine. Regenerative medicine, absolutely, which is Viadisc. That's where we introduce a microvenous nucleus propulsus. And then we had stem cells. So that's something that we do at my clinic. We also do platelet-rich plasma, or PRP. We heard about athletes and professional athletes getting injections in tendons and in joints and in different areas where they have pain. Now, it's not for everybody. Some patients walk in and say, I want stem cells or I want PRP. We have to make sure they're appropriately selected patient. But this Vitus patient, he's a great guy, and he's given me permission to talk about this, but he was surfing literally 20, 30-foot waves on the North Shore. Now he doesn't do that professionally, but he owns his own business now, this huge contracting company. But basically, he couldn't do that anymore because he had horrible disc pain. And we had to tease that out. We did different things. Sometimes there's sciatica, and we have to treat that with different types of injections and therapy and chiropractic care, acupuncture, and medicines. But we helped really kind of take that multimodal approach with him. We came to the conclusion that his discs were the source of his pain. And what's really cool is that I've seen him recently. He started out where I was a little bit sore. This was in the beginning of May. But he couldn't even really work anymore, let alone surf. And he's gone. I just saw him a week ago. He has 95% relief.
Wow.
Of his disc pain. So it's exciting. So really, again, our role is to be the quarterback or the golf pro, the one that really helps navigate things. We do medicines, PT, chiro, acupuncture, traditional Chinese medicine, massage. And then we take the interventional side, or even we work with neurosurgeons and spine surgeons, even orthopedic surgeons, to try to find if there's a minimally invasive way preferred is what I do. And the surgeons can do minimally invasive as well, but then they also might need surgery. So we help to do that. But the regenerative medicine piece is really exciting because that is truly cutting edge. Now, we have to be careful. There's still a lot of evidence that needs to be done, or a lot of research and evidence that needs to be collected for those types of treatments. But regeneration is what we hear a lot of. And it really, whether you're doing PRP, where you're introducing natural anti-inflammatory mediators and growth factors, and introducing platelets that help proliferate or help cells to grow right and speed healing and stimulate tissue growth, we do that. Or even a step further where you take stem cells, which are cells that can regenerate themselves to a kind of baseline or blueprint cells, and they can differentiate into specialized cells and help those cells that maybe aren't as viable to grow in a certain area. It doesn't happen all the time. It has to be certain scenarios in the body that these stem cells can regenerate and grow. But it's really exciting because you have patients, for example, this patient I just mentioned, the Vitus patient, that is doing really well. Now, he's still working through things that he had over time, just his body had decompensated. But we're working through getting him into therapy now, and really just I'm overseeing that and making sure that he does the proper steps. And I think that's really what a lot of patients need. And they need someone to help them through. And it may be something as simple as an anti-inflammatory medication, or maybe that they need nerves blocked and nerves burned. We call that radiofrequency ablation. Or sometimes I have patients that maybe need a fusion of their SI joint, or a joint that's really hypermobile that's causing pain, or cement in their spine, or maybe a spacer or a spinal cord stimulator. There's a whole host of things that we can do in our specialty. Now, we got to be careful. It isn't one size fit all. We don't cookie cutter treat right. patients. Everyone's their own fingerprint, but right. it's exciting things.
Dr. Jonathan Carlson, isn't he cool? I mean, the excitement that you show in your presentation, you know, what is out there, we had no idea. So if you're one of the golfers that's got that back pain, that elbow tendonitis, the rotator cuff or shoulder pain, knee pain, wrist injuries, or anybody who's been walking for a long time and you're tired of being tired because pain makes you tired, you're tired of being grumpy because
yes.
pain makes you grumpy. Dr. Jonathan Carlson, CEO and founder, Hawaii Pain and Spine. The number is 452-1379 in Kailua. Thank you for being on the show again, and I look forward to talking to you specifically about some of those things that golfers find themselves getting them. Maybe they can even avoid it. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you so much, and aloha. Take care.
You too. Aloha. Hey, we're going to go to Ireland. Esker Hills is where we're going. Ray Malloy, general manager, owner, Esker Hills Golf in County Clara, Ireland. Don't you just feel it? Okay. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
On the road with Little Mike.
Nice door, nice door.
Hey, that's a beautiful door. Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now! 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Whatever your trade, you need more customers. Filling your restaurants, buying your cars, renovating high-rises, using your realty company, buying insurance from you, putting air conditioning in their offices. You need customers. Get them by advertising on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have great quality listeners like yourself with ad packages that start at just a few $100s. Call Rick at 808-220-1000 or email him rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Our listeners are consumers too.
The Golf Club tip number 47. When mad about your slice, don't hit the tree with your driver. Break it over your knee. Now back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
I really wish you wouldn't say that. Ray Malloy, general manager, owner, Esker Hills Golf in County Clara. Tell me, Ray, what's the proper pronunciation of your county?
Hi, Daniel. Great to be back with you again. And we finished the last show on a geography lesson, so I'm going to take you back on that geography lesson this evening.
Yes, please. County?
So we're County Offaly.
Offaly. Oh,
Offaly.
I had the wrong, where did I get the county? I was watching something I was watching Shane Lowry, and that
his homecoming came to Clara, which would be a town of about 1,500 people in more or less the middle of County Offaly, and Offaly is in the county of Ireland.
Okay, so that's where I got Clara from, I'm looking at this overwhelming sea of humanity. Just he's like trying to walk through with his Jarrett Clark. Claret jug, and people are trying to take pictures, and they're holding the cameras up, and that was beautiful.
That took place on the Tuesday night after his win just two years ago now, and Clara would have a population of 1,400, but the Gardaí estimated there was 15,000 plus in Clara that night.
Wow.
It was absolutely overwhelming, and 14 years ago, another great son of Clara, Brian Cowan, became Speaker of Ireland, Deputy Prime Minister. And he had a welcome back to Clara, and a huge crowd turned out. It was estimated at about 8,500, 9,000. Ian outbeat the Prime Minister by thousands. And that was that evening was just like this evening. It was a spectacular warm evening. We're 26 degrees here in Ireland at the moment. And that evening in Clara was the same, and a huge crowd turned out. He came in with a Garda escort, and he walked up to town. So it was just, we still can't believe it happened to us, and we just hope it'll happen again.
Yeah. Well, Ray, didn't Shane put Esker Hills on the map for you, really?
Absolutely, absolutely. when Shane was here playing as a young guy, you know, 16, 17, 18, and then he became an international. And we were delighted. You know, he was the first international from the club, and he was one of the few international golfers in the county of Offaly, which has a population of 50,000. So when he played then as an amateur in the Irish Open, we were hoping that he'd make the cut and do well. And we promised him a party if he made the cut. And 4 days later, he came home with a trophy. So when he won the Irish Open as an amateur, which was just huge. And Esker Hills as a golf club has gained green fees from that. And even now with the Open on this weekend, we are just so busy this week. So busy with green fees. And we have no foreign tourists because of the COVID. But we have no doubt with the airplanes back in the air next week or 2 weeks' time that the American visitors and the European visitors will flock to us. Because Esker Hills is a great test of golf, and Shane has said on many occasions that from the undulations and all that, he learned a lot of his shots. Now, a lot of it was his good talent, let there be no doubt about that. You know, he was a man-made talent, but he learned a lot of his shots here in Esker Hills, and we're very, very proud of that as well, you know, because if you begin challenging the course here in Esker Hills, it'll bite you back.
Yeah, it was interesting watching the video. So many people were talking about Shane, of course. I had no idea. He's self-taught?
Yeah, we didn't know. There was about four juniors when Shane came to Esker Hills. He played a bit of pitch and putt, and he came at 14 or 15 and just played himself with his father and then began got his senior handicap. He never had a junior handicap because we had no juniors. And then I think he got 17 or 18, and he played up, and he was just put back, and they cut him a shot every other week, and he was still winning the next week.
Wow. You know, that's, you know, that, now, of course, I mentioned this earlier in the show, that because of Shane Lowry winning the Claret Jug, that all the kids wanted to come out and play golf. Do you have junior programs now?
Absolutely. We have 98 junior members at present.
Wow.
98, and there was four in his time, including Shane. And they are so keen, and they come decked up in the stricts and hats and their golf shoes and their pleated pants and golf jumpers, and they're so keen, and some of the mammies think they really are going to be Shane Lowry's, which is a problem.
Now, you know, you said something that was so cool at the very close. You said, We don't have big ideas about ourselves, and we don't let anyone have big ideas about themselves. Like, you know, check the ego at the door. You know, and I really like that attitude. I think if we all adopted that, we'd be much closer.
Shane's dad looks after the juniors here, and he keeps saying to the kids, go out and have fun. You know, sometimes, you know, 7, 8, 9-year-old kids, you won't bring a card with you. Just hit the ball and hit the ball and hit the ball and laugh and get your bar of chocolate and come in and be happy. And don't be writing up a card and say, I took 140 shots and I took 120 yesterday. I'm very sad over that. You know, the fun has to be in the game, and that's the only way they'll improve. And if they're watching the scores and watching their mate having two shots from them and feeling disappointed, they'll never like golf, and they probably won't like sport.
That's a really good point. Don't look at the score at the beginning, you know, maybe even for years. Just have fun, get out there with your friends, and enjoy yourself, and go get a chocolate bar and smile.
Because, you know, you'll have plenty of time to be getting serious when you grow up a little bit and to be match play and all this. But for youngsters, and every youngster won't be good. And there'll be some youngsters a bit better. And if they begin playing matches against one another, you know, it's nearly bullying in a different form.
Oh.
And, you know, in a different form, and it's not nice and it's not good for a child's growing up ability, because, and the same for little girls, they may not be as good, and some then girl will go up and she'll hit 100 yards and the other girl is mortified and she just won't come the next day. So Brendan, Shane's dad, is a great philosophy of that. Don't bother with the score, just beat the ball, and we'll notice when you get good enough. And I think that's a great philosophy for all young golfers and golf clubs. It's working for us here anyway. And we were just so glad. And 2 weeks ago, we had a jug here for the last day, one Friday, and we had a great day, and we said goodbye to it, but we told it that it would be back. We made that promise to the jug that we'd take it back. So hopefully in the next few years, you know what I mean? We're so pleased to win it once, and we'd love it again. I don't think he's going to win it this weekend. No, it looks very much like Louis. He's going to bring it back to South Africa. And good luck to him. But Shane will have his day again because he's just such a talent. He's just such a talent. And recently, there was some interviewer here and they asked me, have we another Shane Lowry coming? And I said, no. Because maybe once in a generation, maybe twice in a generation. You know, sorry, maybe once in two generations. But Shane Lowry is just a phenomenal player that just comes once in 50, 60 years. And we have good golfers here in Esker Hills. Just two handicappers, just three handicappers. We have a plus four handicapper. But Jim is nine steps up the stairs higher than them. That's the difference in the good club golfer and the professional golfer at the level golf is at now. You know, this is the golden era of golf. You know, absolutely, we thought, you know, some of the old, even before Tiger Woods, we thought they were great players, you know. Arnold Palmer and all those, they were great players. The guys is out there now. You can be world number one for 10 days now and somebody else is skipping behind you.
Isn't that the truth? I mean, there's so many fantastic players and we're looking at all of them and there is no Jack Nicklaus. There is no Tiger Woods who dominates. That's right. You know, and it makes it very interesting.
Imagine if you got number one now and got a big head. It'd be taken off you very quickly.
Exactly. Yeah. Off with his head. Oh, Ray Malloy, general manager and owner of Esker Hills Golf. Tell us in a couple minutes, how do we get to you? How do we go visit Esker Hills?
We want you to come as soon as possible. So, possibly it will be next year before the tours will begin to come back in when this COVID plague is done with us. But you can book direct or we'll book you in and we're expecting a lot of American visitors. We're on the website and all these things and the local hotels and there'll be a special welcome for you. I was a little bit disappointed last week. I thought you were celebrating your 25th birthday. But now And it's your 25th year at the golf club.
Yes, actually it's 22 years. And it would be nice to be 22 or maybe not. There's so much to learn when you're in your 20s and then your 30s. Yes. I thank you so much for being on the show.
We hope to welcome you here next year and there's an open invitation and we'll give you a big, big welcome. We'll take you to Clara and we'll show you the spot that they brought back to Clara Duke to. And we'll show you Shane's car, his own car space in Esker Hills. And we'll bring you to meet his granny, who's 82, and she is a legend in Ireland now.
Wow.
No, she sang on the radio and so forth. And she has great stories that I couldn't tell you over the air, but there's some great stories for Shane and his happenings and his travels in golf and all the rest, you know. And we're just so proud of Shane. Of what he's done for Ireland. You know, he's a national hero here in Ireland now. He's number one sportsman in Ireland.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
And he comes across great and he gives great interviews. And, you know, and the golf he plays, he's suspended as well, you know. And our golf course here is so much different because I said to you the last year, it was built in the Esker back to the glacial ages 20,000 years ago. And Tullamore golf courses beside us, and there's New Forest, Mullingar, Athlone, and they're all quite close, but they're totally different because of the hills and valleys.
Well, you can find everything about Esker Hills. Our phone line connection is getting a little bit less clear, Ray, so I'm going to close. EskerHillsGolf.com. It's EskerHillsGolf.com. Check it out. Really beautiful property. Thank you so much for being on the show, Ray.
Goodbye, Danielle, and until the next time, I'm looking forward to meeting you next year.
Excellent. Aloha. We're going to go back down to, we're going to go to England, the UK. Of course, there's Ireland and there's Scotland. And we're going to go down to England where they're playing. And it's in Kent. If you know anything about the history of the royal families, you've heard all about Kent. We'll be back after this with Lewin Mayer, Global Golf Post. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments.
On the road with Little Mike.
Nice door. Nice door.
Hey, that's a beautiful door. Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now! 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
KORLYNI, Honolulu. Is it really hurricane season? I mean, this year is just flying by. We're halfway through July, and hurricane season is with us through November. So you've got to have your Honda generator. They are in stock. You want to keep your job sites running. You want to keep those lights on at work and at home. You got to go in today to Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island, Waipahu. You want to be prepared. They put power at your fingertips.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com. Or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy. That's Rick at radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
It's that time of the show where we want to give you your very own box of Bridgestone golf balls. E12 Contact, straight and distance. And they come to us courtesy of the Tampa Pro Shop. Started as a hobby, turned into something much bigger. TampaProShop.com. Go there. TampaProShop.com. Tampa Pro Shop has golf balls, accessories, clothing. They feature major brands like Bridgestone, Encore, Golf Pride, Blue Tees. We are based in sunny Tampa, Florida, and they ship all over the world. And if you buy, you know, like $99 worth of stuff, which is easy to do if you want to get something like a Blue Tees rangefinder or a couple boxes of balls and maybe something else, you're going to find something that you want at TampaProShop.com. So you just go there. It's going to be free shipping if you got some $99 worth of goodies. And join thousands of other golfers who get the best golf products and cost-saving offers. That is, their reputation is backed by their 90-day money-back guarantee. If you're not happy, they'll pay to ship it back. Okay, they want your experience to be a memorable one at TampaProShop.com.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And the Windmare has been on the course. She's at the Open at Royal St. Charles and having a wonderful time, of course. It's interesting. In Scotland, she was there for some 15 months, you know, all locked in and not going anywhere. She said it's a little disconcerting to be on the road again with all those people around you. It must be. I can only imagine. So, but before we bring in the Windmare, or before she gets comfortable and sits down and is able to call in, we want to give you those Bridgestone E12 contacts. Contact, straight and distance. Yes, the number here is 808-545-1111. That's 808-545-1111. Just give us a call. If you're the ninth caller and you haven't won in the last 6 months, then you're going to win those wonderful Bridgestone E12 contact golf balls from TampaProShop.com and the Golf Club Radio Show. Yes. Okay. I'm not sure if Lewin is in yet. She's not in yet. So we were just mentioning earlier about all the stuff that the young people in Hawaii are doing. And so I want to go over that until we are able to hear Lewin call. She may be coming in. We're getting some calls. Okay. First, our Girls Junior America's Cup team. Kara Kaneshiro of Honolulu, Leia Chung of Wahiawa, Teal Matsueda of Honolulu, Ashley Koga of Honolulu, and they're going to Eagle, Idaho. They're going to represent Hawaii at the Girls Junior America's Cup in July at the end of this month, 20th through the 22nd. It's at the Bambury Golf Course. And Kara Kaneshiro of Honolulu, she has already won the IMG Junior World Championship qualifier. Leia Chung of Wahiawa has won the Aloha Section PGA Junior Championship. Teal Matsueda of Honolulu qualified for the USJ Junior Girls Amateur. Ashley Koga of Honolulu, runner-up at the HSJGA All-Girls JTS Maui. So this team is also being captained by Ana Umemura from IEA, and you probably know her as a three-time Jenny K. Wilson Invitational Champion. She went to Punahou, played college for the University of Tennessee, and just has done so much. Now, the Junior America's Cup team, Hawaii, that's the boys, Joshua Hayashida from Mililani, Marshall Kim Jr. of Honolulu, Joshua Chung of San Diego, Honolulu, Anson Cabello of Kahului. They're representing Hawaii at the Junior America's Cup, the 25th and the 29th of this month. And Powerhorn in Sheridan, they're going to Powerhorn in Sheridan. That's where they're playing. And some of the, you know, the accomplishments of these young people are truly amazing. Joshua Hayashida, HSJGA King Auto Group 13 to 18 state champ. Marshall Kim Jr. qualified for the USJ Junior Champion. Joshua Chung is the Aloha Section PGA Junior Champion. Anson Cabello is the champion of the HSJGA All Ages JTS Maui. And this team is being led by veteran captain and past HSJGA board member Rick Castillo, Wailuku PGA, of course. He's captained the team for a long time and looking forward, I'm sure, to captaining the next one. Let's check in with the media center. We're almost running out of time. Lewin Mayer, are you there? Not yet. Okay. So we have the Mary Cave Cup team, Hawaii, and they're going Nate Nakaoka of Mililani, Rhea Nakao of Mililani, and Kelsey Inoue of Aiea, and Peyton Shimizu of Wailuku, representing Hawaii at the Mary Cave Cup in San Diego in August, the 2nd to the 4th. The team accomplishments, Kate Nakaoka captured the HSJGA All Ages JTS Kauai. Rhea Nakao is the HSJGA King Auto Group 13 to 18 state champion. Kelsey Inoue was runner-up at the HSJGA King Auto Group 13-18 state championship, and Peyton Shimizu finished third at the HSJGA All-Ages JTS Maui. That team is being led by Captain Brenda Rago, PJ of Wailuku. Brenda is so cool. She's over at the Wailea Resort's Blue Course. By the way, if you, perchance, would like to play a round of golf, we've got at Makalei a 9:50 and 11 o'clock. And Poipu Bay has an 11:30 and a 1:10. 1:10, 11:30. If you've got time, you could get to the 9:40, but it's getting pretty close. And then we've got Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 8:36, 9:40, 10:50. Bayview has an 8:52, 10:10. Makaha East has a 9:16 and a 10:22. Wailea Gold has an 11 o'clock. Emerald has an 11:20. And the Blue Course has an 11:30. And that's where Brenda Rago is. Okay, we're going to take a break. Come back. Hopefully, Lewin will be with us for the last 5 minutes of the show. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Whatever your trade, you need more customers. Filling your restaurants, buying your cars, renovating high-rises, using your realty company, buying insurance from you, putting air conditioning in their offices. You need customers. Get them by advertising on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have great quality listeners like yourself with ad packages that start at just a few $100s. Call Rick at 808-220-1000 or email him, rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Our listeners are consumers too.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Hey, Calvin, congratulations. You've won the golf balls, the Bridgestone golf balls, prepared for us by Tampa Pro Shop. And you go find them at Tampa Pro Shop, tampaproshop.com. I think they're so cool. Okay, and go online. You'd be surprised at all the different specials. Okay, I didn't quite finish. We have another team, and we don't want to leave them out. This is the 2021 Eddie Hogan Cup team matches. The Hawaii team is Dane Watanabe of Kaneohe, Dyson Park of Hilo, Dylan Jonke of Kihei, and Justin Todd of Kaneohe, representing Hawaii and traveling to Portland, Oregon to compete in the annual Eddie Hogan Cup team matches August 13th through the 15th. Is Lewin in? Oh, great. I mean, what a day. Welcome into the clubhouse. We've only got about 5 minutes, Lewin. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm really sorry. We have terrible problems with Wi-Fi here and everything. And I think there was a crossing of wire regarding the times. You thought it was going to be 8 o'clock here, and it's 7 o'clock.
Oh, my God. It's 7 o'clock now?
It's 7 something when I was expecting the call at 8, but not to worry. At least it's not starting times, Daniel. We're not playing in the open, so it's not the end of it.
It's okay. Yes, we haven't missed the starting. Okay. Now, I want to take this time to bring up something that is really incredible. Lewin is a golfer, a champion, and she's written many books. She noticed something about John Rahm's backswing. Tell us the story.
Well, I haven't been, you know, as applies to a lot of journalists, I haven't been to many tournaments this year. And I'd been watching John Rahm on the practice ground a bit. And when I heard him in his pre-tournament conference, he mentioned about his swing being short, and he's always being asked about it. And he said, my swing is according to my limitations, you know, the physical limitations. And I think everyone just assumed he was just talking about, you know, maybe he's got a lot of muscle or something like that. He has plenty of fine muscles. But anyhow, I said, you know, I think he described it as a physical problem. I said, could you delve into your physical problem a bit more, just in case whatever it is might help other people? And he said, I've never been asked this question before. And he went on to say he was really glad to have had it. And he talked about how he had been born with a club foot, and he'd had countless operations, and his joints just weren't quite right, you know, either for that foot and also for his wrists. He couldn't, that's why he doesn't do a usual wrist action. So his swing is slightly strange, but he did say that there was a lesson there to be learned by other people, because they shouldn't copy his swing, and they shouldn't copy anybody's swing. They should swing as their body dictates, and I thought it was very interesting. And in fact, I think, you know, there were a whole lot of stories on it, so I felt quite pleased myself for asking a pertinent question.
Yes, I mean, who would have known he has a club foot, that he went through so many different operations to straighten it, and as a consequence, he swings his swing. That's Arnold Palmer said it all the time. Swing your swing. You know, don't do something that everybody else is doing. Figure out what works for you. And, you know, Matt Wolff's is a particularly perfect example of swinging one swing. So in the last minute that we have, who are you following?
Well, I watched a whole lot of them today on the practice ground and out there. And, you know, I was watching the ball spotters at the first, and my goodness me, they were busy. because so many, if you remember 2003, Tiger lost a ball in the rough there. And I think on that occasion, there were so many ball spotters out to watch Tiger that they didn't actually look for his ball. And anyhow, it was lost. But this time, these ball spotters are on the ball, and they've been finding balls literally buried in some of the long stuff, because it's grown quite heavily, you know, with the recent rain. So it's been tough to get out of.
Yes, it has been tough. I think, you know, Will Zalatoris had to say, ciao, I can't play anymore after getting it out of that tall stuff. I have to thank the people who make this show possible. I am so sorry. I gave you the right time the first time. What's up with me? Thank you so much for being on the show. We'll talk real soon, okay?
Okay, thank you, Danielle.
Thank you. Aloha. It's really hurricane season. I mean, we've got two hurricanes right off, and we have Honda generators in stock. That is Aloha Power Equipment. Keep your job sites running. Keep the lights on at work and home. Keep the refrigerator cold. Go in today. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu. They put power at your fingertips. Hey, what's the best way to protect your treasures from wind and rain and deter losses? Having your carport enclosed, installing a Rainer garage door, HawaiiDoor.com. See the best selection at Rainer Garage Doors, HawaiiDoor.com. Steel, aluminum, hey, you want wood? That's Rainer 877-676-3667. Honov of the Sign, they do exterior building signs, real estate signs, signs of all kinds, PPE signs. Hey, they're on Hart Street. MD Restoration, flood or fire disaster, you need help right away, 24/7. Because when disaster strikes, goodness gracious, you first of all, you're in shock. You need to have this number so handy on the refrigerator. It's a good place to put a magnet there. The number is 528-3434. That's 528-3434, MD Restoration. Not only do they do restoration, they also are licensed contractors, so they'll put everything back together. And Sears Electric, keeping the lights on, the power on, for more than 60 years. Give them a call if you want your project done right. It's 842-1944, extension 23. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.